to Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferusa. Here with you every Friday, or every other Friday. Sometimes it seems like every Friday. On KCOR, this is the Food Critics Panel on Central Standard Friday, and I am joined today by Gloria Gale Mary Block and Emily Ferris, and I'll let them introduce themselves in a second and talk about their respective venues where they write. But I want to remind you that the first half of the show is always about new and exciting places, and we encourage you to call in at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or our fabulous Twitter.
At KCURCST.
And that was the voice of the recently married, and I mean recently married as in like, you know.
Six days ago.
Emily Ferris. And Emily, why don't you start and tell us where you write and what's going on in your world?
Well, lately I've been writing sporadically. I need to pick it up at feedmekc.com. And we have the Feed Me KC podcast that you can find there and on iTunes.
Very good. And let's go to Mary now.
Okay. I'm Mary Block. I write the blog Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com. I'm on Facebook. I write the occasional article for the food section of the Kansas City Star. And I did one on menu writing this week. And I do their restaurant guide.
Now, menu writing.
On menu writing, the art of menu writing.
Who knew there was
so much to it?
You never say crispy, right?
You don't say crispy because people think fried.
That's
and
right.
That's not a good
thing. But if it is fried, you can say crispy.
Yes, but
it better be crispy if it's fried.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Ideally.
Instead of soggy.
Yeah. Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a fun article to research.
Yeah.
I have written menus in my past, and they're not easy to write. There's a language, you know, there's a specific sort of language to use.
There definitely is. And now restaurants are using it as part of their branding. So it's just one piece of the package.
Wow. Mm. All right. And Ms. Gale?
435 South.
Would you ever write a menu?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I don't know how it ended up, but, you know, hopefully people could read it.
All right. Why don't we start with you, Emily? Where have you been recently in addition to getting married?
Anton's Tap Room at 1610 Main Street. Mary, you were there recently.
Yes.
And it's this cool new space, a renovated old building near the crossroads. I guess that's in the crossroads. And sat at a tall table at the bar. I was actually with Charles Ferusa days before I got married. We went for lunch, and I had a delicious arugula salad with chicken confit. And it was great because I could order it in a small size or a large size, which I really like that when I go out to eat, if I can choose the size of the entree I'm getting. And I had a nice glass of wine to go with it. And
it's really an attractive place.
It really is. It's bright. It's weird. It's dark and it's bright. It's like cool dark, but there's great sunlight during the day. So it's a good place to go for lunch, and I can't wait to go for dinner at some point. And the waiter that we had was very knowledgeable about wine, which I always appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said I want something white and minerally, and he picked me out a great glass of wine.
And where did you go last night?
Last night I had some issues getting dinner, not going to lie. I wanted to try someplace new, you know, because it's sort of my job. So I was going to try that Open Fire Pizza place on Broadway at 3951 Broadway. And I called them a few times to see if maybe they were BYOB, because I like to have my B with my dinner,
right.
my drinks.
And they don't have a liquor license.
I figured they didn't because it said family friendly on their website.
And there's a church across the street.
Yeah. So I called them twice and I thought, oh, they must be so busy. That's why they're not answering their phone. Well, I drove up and they were closed, even though they were supposed to be open.
I wonder if someone's going to have to call in and say if that's a temporary thing or if that's for real.
And they looked like they were still in operation but not open that night. So no sign on the door that I could see. Don't know what happened there. So if you guys reopen Open Fire Pizza on Broadway, I will come visit you and then come on the radio and talk about you.
Yeah, and if somebody knows about that, call us at 816-235-2888. So then you got in the car and went somewhere else.
I did. I went to Pinch's at 900 West 39th Street, which I've heard about and read some very interesting Yelp reviews about. I was curious to try it. Didn't have a reservation. You're supposed to have a reservation to eat there. And there was a sign on the door that said reservations are required for dining, which I thought was sort of odd. But you can eat at the bar. It was a few minutes before 7, and my friend and I walked up to the bar, and first thing she said, do you have a reservation? No, but we'd like to eat at the bar. Well, I can't do anything with you until 8:30. I was like, anything? She's like, yeah, anything.
Not even
like,
a cracker?
I know. It's like, you can't give me any food until 8:30. She's like, nope, it's a one-man kitchen. nothing.
Which is true, but still.
It's true. But I wanted to be, you know, we have these great wine specials, or I can give you some crackers or something. And I was kind of hungry, and I didn't get the sense that I was really wanted at the bar. So got in my car.
Again.
Went to the third place, and I went back to a place that I had tried before that I was not in love with last time, but everyone kept raving about the burger. So I went back to the Jacobson, which is next to Lulu's at 2050 Central Street.
Right.
And on your suggestion, Charles, I tried the Jacobson burger.
Which is sort of their – it's not their – they have a regular hamburger, but the Jacobson burger is sort of their signature burger. And it's a kind of a fancy burger.
It was fancy and delicious. So the description is fresh ground beef, pan-seared with bone marrow butter, dressed with short rib marmalade, and piled high with crispy onion straws on butter-toasted brioche.
So a light little meal.
Light little meal. I did share that with a friend, and we got the jumbo Gulf shrimp garganelli. Am I saying that correctly?
The pasta.
And it was penne and shrimp and bacon and peas.
House-cured bacon.
Yeah, it was delicious. And my favorite part of the night was the waitress, who was very wonderful and nice, was telling us about the wine specials, and she said the Pinot Noir, $12. And I was like, that's not a special. Yeah. And then she said, and I mean for the bottle.
Wow.
So my friend and I, we split this fancy burger with fries and the pasta, and we had a bottle of wine, and my half of the bill was $21.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mary, I want to say I wrote a blog post for the Fat City blog that's on today about a good friend of all of ours, Steve Cole, becoming the new head new COO of the Missouri Restaurant Association.
Yeah. Yes.
And I took him to lunch there, and he had the Jacobson burger, okay, of which I ate half of it, to his shock. And the fries there are very good. I know you're our resident French fry expert, even though you weigh 10
crispy
pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like them crispy. I had them there, and honestly, I don't remember them.
I'm with Mary. I don't love them. And I ordered them extra crispy, and they were crispy, but they weren't extra crispy.
Yeah. Okay.
So. They could work on crisping up their fries. Mm-hmm. Maybe they could put that on the menu.
Yeah.
Crispy fries.
Same with Anton's. And they need skins.
Did you have dessert at the Jacobson?
I did not. I'm not really a dessert person. The wine that was left in my bottle to be my dessert.
They have a dessert there called the Dutch Baby, which is sort of a combination pancake, bread pudding kind of thing. And right now they're serving it with bananas. And I'm not a big banana fan. So I'm looking forward to when they change the menu, I think next week. They're changing the that dessert only slightly, that they're going to have Granny Smith apples on it instead, which sounds great.
And I will say, as far as dessert at the Jacobson, the thing about that burger that I loved so much was that it was savory
and sweet. Yeah.
I mean, on the brioche bun, and there was just the sweetness of the short rib marmalade and the caramelized onion straws. It was were you the one who called it the best burger in Kansas City?
I think it's the best burger in
Kansas City. I think that I have to agree that it is the best burger in Kansas City. And it didn't need no condiments. It was piled high with its own delicious house-made condiments.
And I want to remind you, you're listening to Central Standard Friday on KCOR. You can join the conversation at 816-235-2888. And I want to remind you that in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about a subject we have not had before or talked about before, at least that I remember. We're going to be talking about fish, where you go for fish, where you like to get a specific seafood dish. And by fish, we're encompassing the whole seafood umbrella, which would be shrimp, scallops, lobster, et cetera.
Fish sticks.
Yeah, my loathed, least favorite food of all time, fish sticks. And on that happy note, Mary, where have you been?
I was at Frida's Taqueria, which is at 6537 119th Street. And it's the same owner as Frida's Mexican Restaurant, which is now at 121st Street. It used to be out at 148th and Metcalf. They decided
to move to the inner city.
Yeah, exactly. So they get more traffic on 121st. That's a sit-down restaurant. Frida's Taqueria is a fast, casual, go through the line, take your food to the table. The food is.
Do they have many tables?
They have enough. I would say maybe eight or so.
Is it expensive?
It's not expensive. You go through the line, and you can either get tacos, burritos, empanadas, and tamales. And the tacos are $2.50 a piece, and the burritos are $5.99. And the food is the fillings are very similar to what you would get at Frida's. So. Emily could have her great pork tacos.
Which have magic sauce in them.
Yes, at the taqueria. And then they give you a very tiny, I would say meager, portion of rice and beans that go in the same little vessel that they give you the salsa in. But
like a urine specimen?
Well, pretty close to that. A little wider, but other than that, it's about the same. And the other issue I had, the food was really good, but going through the line is a little problematic. They need to work on it. There's either a language gap or a enthusiasm gap because there's lots to put on your tacos, but you have to figure out what it is, and they have to be more forthcoming in telling you. But they've got lots of salsas and toppings, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
And tell us where that is again.
It's at 6537 119th Street in the shopping center where Spin is and the Cheesecake Factory.
So that would be 6537 West 119th
Yes,
Street.
I'm
right
sorry.
Right off of Medcalf.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also went for the first time for breakfast to Genesee Royale Bistro. I've been many a time for lunch, but this was my first foray on a Saturday. And it was wonderful. I had the corned beef hash. The potatoes were really crisp.
Yes.
Just great. And my son had their BLT with cheese and eggs. And
how was
he
the
loved
service?
It. Good. Very good.
Mary, you want to tell me again what the address is of Genesee Royale?
It's 1531 Genesee.
Which would be right
in the
across,
West Bottoms.
Right across the street from the Golden Ox.
Yes, just a little bit north of there.
Okay.
Across from the Livestock Exchange building. It's an old gas station, and it's painted in bright red. Hard to miss.
Good.
So that was, I enjoyed that. And then I also had a new sandwich at Blanc. I went to the one at 4710 Jefferson on the plaza. They have a salmon burger, which is really more like a sandwich because it's a filet as opposed to ground salmon, with teriyaki glaze and a Chinese.
So it's not a croquette?
No, not at all. And a spicy Chinese slaw on top. Really good.
Good.
Something
yummy.
Lighter for those who don't want a burger.
And again, the address for Blanc for people who are taking notes.
There is one on the plaza at 4710 Jefferson, and then there's one in Mission Farms.
Great.
At 105th and Mission.
All right.
Ms.
Gale.
Well, I went a couple of places. I took a friend out to the Reserve, which is in the Ambassador Hotel at 1111 Grand. And beautiful. Not only did we eat, but we also toured a couple of rooms. Oh, my gosh. I'm moving in. It's gorgeous. For a boutique hotel, they do have parking. And we had a very nice meal on white leather furniture, which is very brave of them.
I think so, too.
Oh, boy. But it's a beautiful room. It's in an old bank building. And their lobster corn dog, which I know you had, it was good. It was very good. And there's three.
Speaking
I know you
of
did.
Seafood.
You weren't crazy about it, but I thought it was good.
Well, Emily is convinced it wasn't lobster.
Oh, yeah. It tasted like lobster.
I think mine was just fried beyond the point of recognition, but with no batter.
Oh, no. This was good. And then you can get small plates and then also the regular size entrees. And we had brick chicken over quinoa pilaf, which was really quite good. And it was a small plate. And, you know, we're so used to these giant dishes that people get. So it came out and we all went, and our eyes kind of wanted to get bigger, but it was enough. It was plenty. And then one of us had the short ribs and then I had the pappardelle. How do you say it?
Pappardelle. You should love the Italian thing.
Right. And that's really with a very spicy vegetable ragu, which was actually quite good. And then, but the piece de resistance was their ice cream sandwich that they make. Oh, my God. It's
with
like
homemade cookies.
Yes. And they give those also out at, I think, their happy hour. So you can get a cookie and cider. You can just go over there for that.
Oh, you mean instead of a cocktail, you can get a cookie and a glass of milk?
No, they have cider and cookies out.
Oh, out.
Out. So, yeah, I suppose you can get milk if you want it. And then it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a nice evening. And then I went to Murray's Tap and Tables, and that's at 12921 State Line. And I'm going to tell you, their crab cakes, has anyone had them here?
I have, yeah.
Oh, they are special. Yeah. Yeah, they're very good. It was fun. It was nice. It's far away. Well, if you live downtown.
Is that officially Martin City?
No, it's a little bit, I would say west of Martin City and maybe not as far.
Yeah, that's south. Right. South. That's right. It's Leawood, I believe.
No, because it's on the Missouri side.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It's that's on the state line.
It's Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, you're
and,
right.
It's a place that's, it used to be, I believe, Maya's Mexican Bistro.
That's
back
right.
In the day. And,
it was packed.
It was packed. It's a real popular
and
neighborhood
it was
joint.
Very, yeah, and most of the people were in the bar. And then I just want to give a little bit of a shout out for Blue Koi because I went there after I visited Rye, which is in Mission Farms, but it's not open yet. But I just went for a hard hat opening.
And we should say that Rye is the upcoming restaurant from Colby and Megan Geralt, who own Blue Stem, right?
Correct.
And it's taking the space that was formerly occupied by
the tavern,
Lakeside Tavern.
All right.
And then formerly before that,
Boudreaux's,
and then before never mind. And anyway, but anyway, Blue Koi was absolutely delicious.
You went to the one at Mission Farms?
Mission Farms.
And again, what is the address for Murray's?
It is 12921 State Line.
Great. All right. And we want to know where you have been lately that has intrigued you. We always learn about new restaurants from our listeners. And you can call us at 816-235-2888. Or that's also 816-235-2888. Or send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet to
at KCURCST.
Very good. And I want to just chime in and say that the restaurants we have talked about so far are Frida's Taqueria at 6537 West 119th Street, Genesee Royale at 1531 Genesee, Blanc Burgers at 4710 Jefferson Street, The Reserve, which is in the Ambassador Hotel at 1111 Grand, and Murray's Tables and Tap at 12921 State Line. And these are all actually, well, maybe except for Blanc and Genesee Royale, relatively new places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I have a question, though. Is Anton's the one with the butcher shop on the other
yes.
side
yes.
of it?
So there's a butcher shop
Will you
on
explain
one
that?
Side.
Yeah.
And then downstairs is a tilapia tank
yeah,
farm.
Like hydroponics.
Hydroponic. And he's yeah. doing a hydroponic herb garden in the basement.
And they'll take you down to see it. It's yep. quite interesting. Although I will say that the tilapia tanks don't really look that much bigger than my bathtub.
Yeah, really small. And then there's a gallery upstairs that they have showings.
Speaking of emails to centralstandard@kcur.org, we have gotten one from Patricia in Lenexa who called to share with us that Open Brick Pizza is closed and under new ownership. Mm. Now, I wonder if she actually means wood-fired pizza, which is...
Well, I think we thought it was called wood fire, but it's called oven... open fire pizza, officially.
Well, that sounds kind of violent. Yeah. Open fire pizza. I wonder if that's the place she's talking... I'm assuming that's
yeah.
what she's talking about. She wrote in to say it is closed and under new ownership. You can still see the art in the back, and they're trying to open again soon.
That strip of Broadway is not... doing
it's,
well with
well, it's sort of on the odd end of Westport.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, mm-hmm. well, Chubby's does okay.
Chubby's does okay. Yeah.
Around the clock.
Yeah. yeah. They have a special clientele there.
Yes. on this very same subject, let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on the air with us.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
Good, sir.
You have a connection to Open Fire Pizza, correct?
Yes, sir. I am actually the director of the art closet in the back. And essentially, we've been back there for a few months, kind of getting an art education program going for adults and teens. And then we also do kids' workshops. And essentially, the Open Fire Pizza last month was going to go out of business. And because we hold so many events there in the back, we decided that we'd like to kind of take up on the task. You know, the Open Fire Pizza is pretty cohesive to what we're doing back there. So we've actually decided to reopen the pizza restaurant as a way to generate revenue to go directly back to the Art Education Center in the back.
Now, is the Art Education Center still open?
It is. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do third Friday events back there, and then we also... we're actually the only all-ages music venue in Kansas City right now. And so about six times a month, we host local bands together with touring bands and kind of draw a pretty good crowd. So Michael,
let me ask you this. When do you propose reopening the pizza joint, and will it be called Open Fire Pizza?
Yes, sir. It'll still be called Open Fire Wood Burning Pizza. And, you know, we've been kind of going through the wrangles of getting all of our paperwork in with the city and the state. And so, you know, we're kind of hoping to be open today, and it looks like we're just going to be a couple more days, but we should be open by next week for sure.
Now, can I ask you another question? Is it going to be difficult to have a pizza joint in Kansas City that doesn't serve wine or beer or liquor?
You know, yes and no. In some respects, you know, that is typically, you know, that sometimes pizza and beer and wine go hand in hand. You know, essentially with what we're doing in the back and with what we're doing in the front, because we have an art education center that caters mostly to the age range of 15 to 35, you know, It's not the most important thing to us right at the moment. You know, it might be something down the road that we might look into.
Michael, wine is very important to me. Can I bring my own? Can I bring my own? Or is it going to be a BYOB place?
It is. It is, absolutely. We're actually going to, you know, one of the things that Open Fire didn't do well with before is we have this huge facility with a game room, a conference room, a stage. It's 5,000 square foot of space, and essentially what we're going to do is we're going to open up for open mics on Tuesday nights, which will be a collaboration of anything from comedy to poetry to acoustic. On Friday nights, we're actually going to have a piano player, a cello player, and on Saturday nights, we're going to do a blues and jazz jam, and that's going to be going on every week. And so what we have is we actually have wine lockers.
So
essentially, our steady customer, you know, person who wants to come in on a weekly basis to see that blues and jazz jam, can actually have their own locker and kind of keep their wine there. So,
hey, Michael, when you are officially open, why don't you call us at our different respective venues here?
Absolutely.
And let us know so we could write about you.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. And it's
all right.
I'll take a bag full of wine.
Or something. Yes, we're going to take a momentary break. We've got a phone call, so come right back. And welcome back to Central Standard Friday. This is the Food Panelist Edition. My name is Charles Ferruza with The Pitch, and The Pitch's food blog, which is Fat City. It's named after me, Fat City, at pitch.com. I'm joined by Gloria Gale from 435 South Magazine, Mary Block from Around the Block blog, and Emily Ferris from Feed Me KC. Is that feedmekc.com?
It sure is.
All right. We are going to be talking about, in this half hour, places to go for seafood, fresh fish, mm-hmm. you know, everything from, I would say, lobster bisque to lobster corn dogs, let's say. But before we get into the pescatarian thing, let's go to Gabby in Blue Springs. Gabby, you have a meat-related question, right?
Yes. Sorry to be a little off-task there with the menu, but we're headed to Fogo de Chao. I hope I said that right.
Fogo de Chao. Fogo de Chao? Yeah, okay.
For my husband's 50th, and just wondered if any of you had been there, and what can we expect?
Well,
I think we're elastic pants.
Yeah, we've all been there, yeah. Plan on eating a lot of food and elbowing your way through the crowd to the salad bar. It's kind of like being on a cruise ship. But I would also advise you not to eat too much at the buffet, because otherwise you won't have room for all the meat that they send your way.
But if you're on the Atkins diet, you'll be totally fine.
Right.
All meat. Okay, but it's good.
Yeah. If you like meat.
Well, thank you. All right, thanks.
Yeah, and, you know, I think of it as kind of a tourist trappy kind of place, but people love
They're
it.
They're popular.
Yeah, it's not inexpensive.
No,
no.
Although you do get a lot of, I guess you get a lot of bang for the buck. There's a lot of meat going around.
If you eat enough, you get a lot of bang for
but
your
buck. But you can't take things home?
No.
No, it's kind of like you eat what comes to your table and that's it.
Yes.
Right. You have to pace yourself.
Well, let's talk about fish.
Okay.
And seafood. And scallops. And lobster. And all those good things. We want to know what your favorite places are, where you would like to go if you have to go for fresh fish. You could call us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to...
@KCURCST.
Now, Emily, we'll start with you. Do you have a favorite fish place?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite fish place, but there are places I really like to get fish. When we got in here, we thought, are we including shellfish and scallops and things? And I have a few places I really love the scallops, including Room 39. Mm-hmm. And there's one on 39th Street and one in Mission Farms.
Correct.
In the Bristol. It's a great, great fish place here in Kansas City. And there's one in Leawood at 119th.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Town Center. Mm-hmm. And then downtown in Power and Light. I really like a fish sandwich at Beer Kitchen. It's called the Big Fish.
Now, what makes it a great fish sandwich?
Well, anything served on a brioche bun is really great to me. Put anything between brioche.
Well, is it a fried fish sandwich?
It is. It's tempura air battered white fish filet.
Oh, it sounds good.
With Tillamook cheddar, tomato, butter lettuce, cider slaw, and, of course, secret sauce. All between brioche buns.
That sounds
buns.
Delish.
It really, really, it's really great. And we go to the Beer Kitchen a lot. I almost called him my fiance. My husband is a big Beer Kitchen fan, and we go a lot. And I don't eat burgers and red meat a ton, and so it's really nice to go in there and get something not exactly light, but fresh and lighter.
Mary, where do you go for fresh fish or seafood, let's just say?
I love the shrimp and grits at the Blue Stem Lounge. They're as good as anything you could get in Charleston. When Genesee Royale Bistro does happy hour, occasionally they have shrimp and grits, and they're fabulous there. And Webster House does a great shrimp and grits. And I also love the fish tacos at Cafe Sebastian. I think they're as good as you can get.
Are they on the lunch and dinner menu?
I believe just the lunch menu. And it's obviously not like going to a little Mexican restaurant and getting a little $2.50 fish taco, but really good. And I think Extra Virgin does a great job with their tuna ceviche tacos, their octopus, all of their seafood dishes are fabulous.
Can I confess that I've never warmed up to that octopus thing, you know.
If it's rubbery, it's not very good, and Michael knows how to do it right, as does Carl over at Story. They both do octopus really well.
Story's octopus is one of the best in the city and the region.
Okay, and now let's go to Ms. Gale. Where do you like to go for seafood?
Well, I like the fish tacos at Mestizo. They're really great.
They are good.
They're really great. And then I like the scallops at West Chase Grill.
And the scallop dish at Mestizo is fabulous, too. Really spicy, yummy.
Yeah. And and I do think the thing is that I want to, if I'm eating regular swimming fish as opposed to clams and shellfish, I want it to be wild caught as opposed to farm raised. And it's very difficult to ask a server if they know.
Well, you can ask them to go back to the kitchen.
You can go back, but you can start a controversy real fast.
A controversy?
Well, I mean, because most of the time they don't know. They don't want to know. They don't help you.
Well, you can almost always maybe make an assumption in Kansas City that if you are ordering tilapia on a menu, it is probably farm-raised.
I think tilapia is always farm-raised. Mm-hmm.
And,
but salmon?
A lot of salmon is farm-raised in this.
You bet. Yeah.
And at the Bristol, they'll tell you because they have a long list of all their fish and where it comes from.
Well, that's good.
We are starting to get a lot of phone calls at 816-235-2888. But Kevin, I'm assuming it's Kevin. If it's not, forgive me, emailed us, Eldridge Hotel at 7th and Massachusetts in Lawrence has the best scallop and crab cakes.
Mm.
I guess I'm assuming it's scallop and crab in a cake.
I don't know.
Let's go to Carrie in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, the lobster cakes at Avenue's Bistro.
Oh, they sound delicious. What makes them so good?
It's just a kind of a twist on crab cakes, and they're moist on the inside, and they don't fall apart, but they don't. I mean, they really find the balance, and then they've got a nice crust, and then they do it with a really nice aioli. So,
And this is the Avenue Bistro on 63rd Street in Brookside?
The one in Brookside is the one I love.
It's the only one.
Yeah, the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Another one out in Mission Farms closed down. And then if you have room for dessert, the German apple cake is to die for.
Mm. All right. German apple cake and lobster. All right. Mm. Let's go to Adam in Leawood.
Hey there. I thought I'd mention three seafood soups. This time of year is great for soup. And my three favorites are at the Bristol, of course, the seafood gumbo, which is just to die for. And any of these would make a meal all by themselves. At Bonefish, the crab chowder, which whether you like bonefish or not, the crab chowder is just to die for. And Jasper's, their lobster cappuccino, is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Lobster cappuccino. That's a soup, right? Not a beverage?
It's a soup. It comes in a little tiny cup, and it's made of cream and lobster, and you'd think you died and gone to heaven when you're eating it. It's just amazing.
All right. Okay, well, those are all excellent choices. Gala tweets, I had some of the best fish of my life at Blue Stem. I also love the scallops at McCormick and Schmick. Well, you can't go wrong with seafood at McCormick and Schmick on the Country Club Plaza. Let's go to, is it Greg?
Yes, hello.
Hey,
how
Greg.
Are you, Charles?
Good. What's up?
Well, on the fish side, one of the things I learned by going to Mexico fishing over the years is that the Mexican culture really knows its fish. And you can get fabulous fish tacos at Rudy's Tanapa Taqueria on Westport Road. And he was one of the first people to really do that, I think, in the Mexican restaurant in Kansas City, and he still does it really well. And then consistently, although the menu changes seasonally, I think Mono, Le Fou Frog, the Bouillabaisse in the summer is extraordinary. He tends to have more of his fish on the menu in the, you know, in the warmer months, but the Bouillabaisse there is, in my books, the best in town.
He does a great tuna dish as well.
Hmm. All right.
That's it.
Hey, thank you, Greg. And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. I'm trying to think where I have gotten some terrific fish tacos. I love fish tacos, too.
Well, you know, there is going to be an 801 Fish House opening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Connected to, I mean, sort
yeah.
of.
Yeah. It's the same people.
Is it in Park Place?
I think it's Des Moines. I'm not sure yet.
It is going to be in the part of Park Place that's being developed right now.
Oh, that's sort of a big
mud pile.
Right. Yeah. So, and it's like the 801 Chop House, only the affiliate for fish. Yeah. So that maybe you can get.
And I've had the bacon-wrapped scallops at 801 Chop House. And if those are any indication of what is to come,
good.
I'm very, very excited.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other place in Park Place is Carmen's, and there's also one in Brookside. They have a fabulous spicy seafood pasta, Diablo, with scallops and shrimp and mussels.
That's a good place. It's delicious.
Hey, how about a shout-out while we're still sort of talking about soups? The seafood bisque at Tatsu's.
Oh, man, I haven't been there in years, but it's good.
Well, and they have great scallops in their brown butter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yum.
Really good.
All right. Wow. We are talking about seafood here on Central Standard Friday. And I'm trying to think, where can we go for a good fish? Oh, why am I even forgetting? Fish and Chips, Queen Lizzie's Fish and Chips in Lawrence, right off of Massachusetts Avenue. Maybe some of the best fish and chips I've ever tasted.
Is it like a tempura batter or is it, what do you think?
It's a traditional English beer batter.
Mm-hmm.
And
so kind of puffy.
Yeah, and I keep telling Kim Noble of KCUR that they do have mushy peas because she said it's not a true English fish and chips place if it does not have mushy peas, and they do have mushy peas.
Well, I will say that I just noticed that the Reserve has it as an entree for $15 at lunch, and it's served with root vegetable fries, which is interesting, a remoulade, and a poblano coleslaw. Who knew?
I think, didn't McCoy's used to have a great fish and chips?
Yeah.
I think they still do.
I think they still do, too.
Like the basic tuna fish sandwich that's not fried. Like, have you ever had the tuna sandwich at Westport Cafe? With a ginger aioli. Very good.
Oh, it sounds great. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City, Missouri. Steve, you're on the air with us.
Hey, guys. I want to recommend the poutine at Louis Wine Dive.
Oh, is that the lobster over French fry dish?
Oh, yes. It's delicious.
With gravy?
Yeah.
I
had it. I agree. It was pretty delicious. But
it sounds rich.
Lobster and cheesy sauce on French
fries.
Yeah,
a lobster gravy with cheese, very crispy fries. It's fresh. big chunks of lobster on top.
Yum.
Now, Steve, I have been to that restaurant several times recently, and at night it is very, very, very noisy. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but it is a little boisterous, but it is kind of a dive bar, so I have to go with it.
Well, when I think of dive bar, I think of Helen's over on the north side of town, not necessarily Walton.
And I think if you're serving lobster, you can't call yourself a dive bar.
I say so, too.
Well, it's kind of kitschy.
All right. Thank you. And that was Steve talking about Louis Wine Dive, which is at the corner of Gregory and Wernel Road in Waldo. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. So you had that dish.
I did, and I really, really liked it.
It sounds...
Is that a New Orleans thing?
I don't know. It sounds French-ish.
Yeah, it does sound
Cajun-y.
Cajun-y.
Was it spicy?
It wasn't spicy, but it was really good. It was probably one of my two favorite things I had there. But I was I just have to say this. I was so distracted by the noise in that place. Yeah. That's my biggest memory. But the lobster poutine was very good, and I will go back and have it again.
Is that a lunch place, too?
I think they are open for lunch.
They're very much open for lunch. Let's go to Ricardo in Westport.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about, you were just talking about McCoy's a little bit ago, and there's this seafood soup that they have I had the other day. It's called Cipino. Back when I lived in San Francisco, it's like this Italian seafood stew with mussels and fish and shrimp and kind of like a spicy little broth. And I had it the other day, and it was really, really good.
You know, Cipino is a dish that, you know, I think people in the Midwest are sort of wary of eating because there is so much fresh seafood in it. But Italian restaurants often have it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have it at Jasper's. I would think they might have some variation.
Maybe that's what that guy was trying to say instead of cappuccino.
No, I have actually had the lobster cappuccino.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a little cup of, it's sort of an upscale bisque.
I wish it had a different name.
Yeah. It doesn't Cipino, sound right.
I think, is, you know, from San Francisco, and it's basically what bouillabaisse is.
Yeah,
in
France.
Yeah, it's sort of a seafood stew. And, where else do you like to go for fish, Ricardo?
Oh, well, you're talking about the McCoy fish and chips, but O'Dowd's, I haven't been to O'Dowd's in a long time, but I remember that they used to have really awesome fish and chips.
Yeah, I remember that, too. Yeah. Good choices. Thank you. Let's go to Fletcher in Overland Park. Fletcher.
Yes, sir. I like two places. First, you mentioned Tatsu's for the lobster bisque, but their crab meat sherry soup is absolutely heavenly. And nobody does fish better than Tatsu. The seafood, I mean the bass and the salmon are great. And the other place I like is a buffet called Joy Walk. It's where Amor de Brazil used to be, the Brazilian place at 119th or 121st and Metcalf. They have a steamed white gingerfish on their buffet line that is, you just won't find any better fish anywhere.
You
eat all you want.
Now, I'm one of those people that does not often take fresh fish from a Chinese buffet, but if you say it's good, what were you going to say, Emily?
I was going to say kind of the same thing, that the steamed white ginger fish sounds amazing, but fish on a buffet, sorry, draw the line.
Yeah, I will say,
I usually don't do fish, but this steamed white ginger fish is very, very delicious.
All right, if you say so.
Can you get it to go not from a buffet?
Well, you probably can. I think you can carry out there if you want.
Okay.
All right. If Lou Jane Temple, who is a former panelist on the show, is listening, she has very definite thoughts on Chinese buffets and what you can and cannot order from them. Let's go to John in Leawood.
Hi.
Hey, John. What's up?
You had asked about fish tacos just a few minutes ago, and I wanted to mention Teocalli Mexican restaurant down about 23rd and Holmes.
Uh-huh.
You think they are just excellent, and they come with aioli that's fantastic. It's a small, family-owned restaurant, really good fish tacos.
Mm. 23rd and Holmes, that's near Hospital Hill, right?
Yes, yes. And as a matter of fact, there's a plaque on the wall. The late restaurant critic for the Star described them as the best fish tacos in town. I've forgotten her name.
Lauren Chapin.
Lauren Chapin, yeah.
Yeah, that is a nice little place.
All right. Tiny. 816-235-2888. Lots of fish taco stuff.
Yeah.
What about best fish tacos on the boulevard?
I don't know.
Wow. Let me think. El Patron, maybe?
That was going to be mine. Yeah. El Patron does a really good fish taco.
You know who? Also the paella at...
El Patron?
No, at La Bodega is wonderful. Nobody's talked about mussels, and there's all sorts of mussels and stuff in those. That's usually a seafood. That can be a seafood dish.
And you know who else has a really good paella, which makes no sense at all, is Carmen's Cafe. But it's a vestige of when Don Pepe, who had Don Pepe's, and then it converted to Carmen's. It was Don Pepe's paella, and they've kept it on the menu.
Do they have a vegetarian paella as well?
Not there, yeah, but they do at La Bodega.
They do, okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, kind of devolving here. But some people love paella.
Can we get oysters anywhere here?
Yes.
In town?
Yeah. The farmhouse down in the River Market flies in fresh oysters.
Do they?
Well, and Patrick Ryan has fried oyster tacos on his menu at Port Fonda. Mm-hmm.
Have you had them?
I have not.
I have.
That sounds good.
And?
I didn't love them. They were a little oystery for me. I love oysters and raw oysters and fresh oysters, and I love everything else Port Fonda has done, but I wasn't a fan of the oyster taco. Huh.
Okay.
Well, you certainly can get them at McCormick and Schmick and the Bristol.
Right.
Can you still get – is there any place that serves a crab roll?
Or a lobster roll?
Or a fried clam roll that Howard Johnson's used to make. Boy, I'm dating myself in a big way there.
And that leads to the lobster roll.
Oh, yeah. Do you know the Rieger last year did a lobster roll?
It's still on the menu.
Really?
It is still on the menu. And I think they do a shrimp po' boy as well.
And the Rieger is at 1924 Main Street.
And the Capitol Grill's lobster roll is delicious. And, if they have it on there,
the Bristol has a lobster roll on their happy hour menu, along with lobster tamales and crab cakes and all sorts of great
things. If someone knows where to get a fried clam roll like the old Howard Johnson's, you can call us at 816-235-2888. You know, there's a whole generation of people who don't even know what a Howard
Johnson's
is.
That's right, a hojo.
Is. let's go to Kenneth in Overland Park. Kenneth.
Hello.
Yes, where do you like to go?
There is a place called Lucky Wok. It's a Chinese place in Lenexa that has a really good seafood soup that has, like, just about everything in it. And
where is Lucky Wok, if you had to tell us an address or a destination?
Well, my girlfriend's Chinese. She usually goes and gets it and brings it back. I really don't know.
Okay. What part of town? You're in Overland Park?
No, Lenexa.
Oh, Lenexa. Yeah, so it's around
and,
you.
Yeah, it's in Lenexa. We live in Overland Park. But it's really good. It's got, like I said, a little bit of everything, and it's not real heavy. And there's a lot of it, too. It could feed, like, four people.
All
it comes in a huge... and also fish tacos from Cactus Grill, and I've always had really good trout at Cafe Sebastian.
Oh, they do. And I'll tell you who has, I think, the best trout in Kansas City is Exwa, either the downtown location or the Brookside location on 55th Street.
In Crestwood.
Delicious trout. Let's go to... Is it Michelle? Michelle?
Hello?
Oh, it's Michael.
Hi. I'd like to call and recommend the crab cakes with eggs at Cafe Tempo, which is in the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Is that in the Nerman Museum?
No, it's in the Contemporary, not in the... in the Nerman,
It is the Nerman?
I was in there for brunch about a month ago, and I had them with it's just a couple crab cakes with eggs, like over medium on top. And I just absolutely love it, especially whenever you crack open the egg and it gets onto the crab cakes. It's a fantastic combination.
I guess I didn't know Cafe Tempo served brunch. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And also brunch in another museum would be Cafe Sebastian. Mm-hmm. They have crab cakes at brunch and lunch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Hey, thank you, Michael. Let's go to Peter. Peter.
Yes. Catfish. Where could I get catfish?
The best catfish in Kansas City. Where would that be?
Does Jazz do a catfish?
I'll tell you where I love the catfish. And I'm not a huge catfish. Stroud's has a wonderful fried catfish.
Right.
Another restaurant with really good fried catfish is Lutfi's. There's a new Lutfi's on Main Street. I want to say it's 30...
I have the address for you here if I can...
Is it 3037?
I believe... 3037 Main. You're good.
3037 Main Street. The new Lutfi's has delicious fried catfish and all kinds of other fried fish, too.
I think the Rieger sometimes has catfish on the menu.
Now, I don't know where one gets wild catfish in this day and age, because most local catfish is farm-raised.
Gotta go fishing.
Yeah, I guess you're...
You have to fish it.
You have to throw your line into the Missouri River.
What about the
River?
Place at Lanawana?
Marina. Grog and Galley.
I'm just saying, because it's a marina.
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where else? They have catfish at Niecy's on Troost. I have eaten it there. It's good. Our listeners are going to have to call in at 816-235-2888 and tell us where we're missing and giving this man a recommendation for good catfish. Let's go to Grover in Midtown.
Hi, Jen's on State Line over there. Great sushi, great soups, and the tempura is always nice and light. My kids love it.
Hey, good. That's great. Thank you.
And for catfish, if they want it to go, the best catfish I've found in town is this little truck stop down here on Front Street, Shoto. They've got some young Mexican ladies in there that make up their own corn flour spicy batter to go with it, and it's outstanding.
Now, tell me, what is the name of that place?
It's the truck stop here at Shoto and Front Street. I have no idea what the name of it is, but about once a month I go in and get two great big strips of it, and it's $5 or so, and it's good eats.
Kind of sounds delicious. If somebody does know the name of the truck stop on Front Street, they can call us at 816-235-2888.
He mentioned June's for sushi. I love Kayo, which is at 119th and Row. I think that's the best sushi in town.
They're both great places.
Now I feel like I have to give a shout-out to friends at 39th Street and their dollar sushi on Monday nights.
That's hard to beat.
Yeah, that's a good deal. We are talking about fish on Central Standard Friday, all variations of fish. I don't know why I got sort of waylaid by catfish.
Yeah,
I never order it, but...
I feel like I've had a catfish po' boy somewhere around here recently, but I can't remember where.
Somebody's going to call
us.
Let's go to Dwayne in Fairway.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up, Dwayne?
I want to talk octopus.
Okay.
Go for it.
Gloria doesn't want to.
I'm a big fan of octopus, and I've had it a number of different places, but here in Kansas City, there aren't too many that have it. I know Rieger Hotel has a very nice one, but the best I've had anywhere is at Story in Prairie Village.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've talked about before, yeah.
Yeah, Carl Thorne Thompson does an amazing job with it. He takes this rubbery fish and he turns it into something completely different. It's buttery in the middle and it's crisp and fried on the outside, and it's unlike any I've had anywhere.
Okay. Greek restaurants often have delicious octopus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know the Athena used to when I worked there a million years ago. What about Tasso's? Do they do octopus?
Probably. I mean,
imagine. I've not had it there, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Okay, well, thank you for that call.
And we haven't talked about calamari, but, there's a fried calamari dish on every...
That's true.
Big menu in town.
And I recently had some... I love the calamari, the spicy calamari at Capitol Grill.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I had some delicious calamari, and I can't remember.
At Capitol Grill, they add lots of spicy peppers to it.
Yes.
That is really good.
Is it always fried?
No, it doesn't have
to be. I've never seen it anything but fried.
Right. As an appetizer, it usually is.
Let's go to Lacey in Kansas City, Missouri. Lacey.
Hi, I was just going to bring it back to the catfish for a moment and mention Mad Jack's on Troost.
Oh, great. That's about 62nd and Troost?
Something like that, yeah, close to there.
And, it's sort of a seafood market, but they have fish dinners as well, right?
They do, yeah. And they serve a fish called bassa. That I guess is a variety of catfish. It's also really delicious.
Bassas, I think of as a flaky white fish, maybe a little sweeter and a little less gamey than catfish.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay. Mad Jack's on Truce. That's a great
We
idea.
Haven't talked about ceviche.
You talk about it.
I can't.
Okay.
I sort of feel about ceviche like you do about octopus, Gloria. I feel like I think I had bad ceviche once.
I have never really warmed up to ceviche, but
isn't it brined? Isn't that the whole idea?
It's marinated in lime juice, fresh lime juice, and things like that.
That cures it.
Yeah. Okay, so if you were going to go out for seafood quickly, because we're coming up to the top of the show, what would be your place if you were going out tonight for seafood?
I'd go to a burger joint.
Okay, Mary, for you?
I think I might go to the Lounge at Blue Stem and get the shrimp and grits.
Good idea, Emily.
I'd go to the Bristol.
Yeah.
Where would you go, Charles?
Where would you go?
Well, where would I go? You know,
you go fishing.
You could get tuna tacos at Nara for
you
happy
know,
hour.
Every yeah. once in a while, it's I, right have, to, I have to break. I have to confess. Every once in a while, I do like Red Lobster because I love those cheesy biscuits.
Cheddar biscuits.
Anyway, it's been a great show. Our show was produced today by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Kim Noble, and I want to thank my fellow food critics today and everybody who called in. Up to Date is next with tenor Nathan Graner and a look at the incredible Prairie Village Home Art Collection. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard Friday. Have a great Friday.